Now we'll take a look at the evolution of the blue influence in such a red state. University of Wyoming history professor Phil Roberts says Wyoming's Democratic Party lost many of its constituents when the state lost its large railroad and mining labor unions. But the party also failed to make up for that loss by not painting itself as the party for the modern cowboy.
The Democrats, at least the power of the Democratic Party in Wyoming, throughout most of the 20th century had to do with the majority of residents in the southern counties, that is the UP counties that we used to call them, Laramie, Albany, Carbon, Sweetwater, and Uinta County. And so it was very solidly railroad labor oriented, all these counties along the southern tier. As the New Deal was getting underway, those unions became very much a significant part of the Democratic Party's influence. Then in the northern tier of counties, in those first 70 years or so of statehood, the main interests were cattle and agriculture. Primarily, the northern tier of counties were Republican and agricultural in their orientation, and not the populist kind of agriculturalists, but mostly people involved in ranching rather than in crop agriculture. And then in the middle, you have this these three counties that are pretty much, or at least in the early days, were more or less the swing counties. And then, of course, along came technological change, and along came the diesel locomotive in the 1950s. And gradually, over the next decade after the 50s, a lot of those coal mines closed down, because they were producing coal primarily for locomotion, for those locomotives, which the diesels, you could do the same thing with, say, two or three railroad workers on one train that you could have a generation earlier with 12 to 14 people. When the new boom came in coal in 1973, 74, 75, it became very much an automated industry. Sort of like diesel locomotives in a way, because you could operate a strip mine with very, very few employees. You didn't have to have the same kind of workforce that you had with an underground mine with only very minimal kinds of automation. And so that cut out a substantial part of the population that was more or less the labor population that you had here. I think what the Democratic Party has been victimized by is their inability to capture the symbols in Wyoming. And what I mean by that is that the Republicans have been pretty shrewd about defining what a cowboy was back in the mythical days of the open range. And they've defined him as obviously a white guy that is probably from Texas, who probably has particular attitudes about rugged individualism and various aspects that sort of embody the Republican ideology, whereas Democrats have pretty much ceded the territory rather than to argue the fact that, indeed, cowboys on the open range illustrate a lot of the principles of the Democratic Party, and that here's a laboring guy who is up against some pretty formidable forces. You know, he's at the mercy of the outfit. It was not always the case that the cowboys ever got a fair shake from the big outfit. So I think what happens, even with such simple things as the bucking horse on the license plate, hey, that was put on the license plate by a Democrat. And it's just those little things like that that suggest to me that the Democratic Party has ceded a lot of those symbolic opportunities.